Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Family Answer Man. Lines are open right now at 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. Show airs Mondays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, and then can be heard after that on Facebook at Family Answer Man. You can hear all the older shows. I actually did a good one Thursday night on anxiety. So if you're the only one who's struggling with anxiety, kind of had that was a pretty good show. I got some good feedback on, if I do say so myself. So once again, Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific time. However, this is an educational show not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. So if you're in need of psychotherapy, please seek that elsewhere. But if you have questions relating to the topics that we're talking about, which tonight we're going to be talking about college benefits and hidden negative sides to it. Well, I mean, it wasn't the exact title. But that or any other questions related to parenting, relationships, kids, marriage, those kinds of things, therapy kinds of topics or issues, feel free to call the show for issues that we can discuss, and you'll get my thoughts, my feedback on them, and then you'll end up going to see a therapist on your own. A little bit about me. My name is Jay Fitter. I'm a licensed family therapist, been in practice for a little over 20 years in Southern California. I do parenting workshops all over Southern California, as well as relationship workshops. So if you are interested in that, you can contact the show either on Facebook, leave a message at Family Answer Man, leave a message if I get some information about parenting workshops or other topics like that. Also, you can contact the office directly at 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. If you wish to contact the show directly right now to ask any questions, you may do so at 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. Okay, so what else do I want to talk about? Show's not working right here. The workshops I do. This is kind of an impromptu show that I do, so don't expect perfection here. The workshops that I do are primarily based on a book that I've written titled Respect Your Children, Effective Guide to Parenting Successfully. So a lot of the topics that I do on parenting come from that book, which I find to be somewhat, have had pretty good success with. The other topics do not come from that, such as the marriage ones and such like that, relationship issues and things. So, once again, educational show. You can listen to the show live at blogtalkradio.com/JFitter, or you can go on to Facebook, Family Answer Man, and listen to the show live, or you can hear past shows, which there have been, I don't know, probably about a dozen shows or so right now that we've had. Once again, if you want to contact the show with your questions, do it at 855-279-3758. Okay, so tonight I want to talk a little bit about education. Is college always the answer? You know, I think we're in a society now where everybody sees it as we've got to go. My kids have to graduate college. They have to go to college. They have to do this to make anything of themselves. And to a large extent, to be successful in society, to a large extent, not completely, you do need to go to college. But I think it starts back in high school. We have, think of it as, at least in this country, basically every kid goes to high school. So in that little group, I don't care where you are, what city, if you're in a nice part of town or a bad part of town or whatever, chances are in those graduating classes are going to be people who are going to turn out to be lawyers, doctors, dentists, teachers, construction workers, plumbers, electricians, drug dealers, alcoholics, and those who are going to do their part in filling up the local prisons. So yeah, your kids are going to be going to school with kids who are eventually going to be locked up for a good part of their life for breaking the law or committing some crime. They're also going to go to school with some kids who are going to end up being maybe state senators or maybe even president of the United States or anything else out there. So you got this whole spectrum of kids in this one little high school. And so that's where so often where we know our kids, whether college is or is not a good idea. For example, most high schools have regular classes, they have honors classes, they have AP classes. For those who don't know what AP is, that's advanced placement. Those are basically college level classes. So if you have your kids who are in high school saying, yes, I'm going to college, I already know which school I want to go to, I already know what career I want to seek and such like that, chances are this kid is already taking honors classes in school. He's taking honors classes in 9th and 10th grade and AP classes in 11th and 12th grade. My personal experience, I find that a lot of those classes, the work is not that much tougher, but the kids learn a whole lot more. Why is that? Because the kids who are around them are interested in learning the material. Kids who are in the honors classes are there because they're already thinking about going to college, going beyond, so they want to do well in school. They want to get their understand the material. As a result, the teacher is able to actually teach the subject, where so many of the classes that are in the regular classes the kids go into, the teacher is going to spend half the time dealing with behavior problems, dealing with the kids who are just goofing around, shooting spitballs, doing, you know, just goofing off, or spending time smoking pot in the bathroom or something like that, ditching classes and such. So you kind of get an idea pretty early. And this is, once again, where parenting comes in, is helping your kids to understand that, to understand those kinds of choices you make in high school will have a tremendous impact on the rest of your life. For so many kids, those 4 years of high school are basically the highlight of their life. You know, they partied, had a good time in high school, then they struggled the rest of their life because they can't make a decent living, get a decent place to live, support their family and such like that. So you find that motivation or lack of motivation is there. And that's where, as parents, is we can help our kids as much as possible to become motivated, to help them understand that those choices in high school, this is not like take 4 years off and then think about going to college. I mean, realistically, if a kid is thinking about, gee, I think I'd like to be a doctor one day, you have to have a mindset of not necessarily getting into med school, but a mindset of doing really well in school in junior high school. I mean, you need to be taking honors classes in junior high school so that you can compete with the kids in high school who are already in those honors classes, who are going to be ahead of you in math and all those other things, so you can compete with the kids in undergrad college, the first 4 years of college, who want to go to med school, so then you can compete when it's time to apply to med school. So for the kids who don't understand that and don't have parents who teach them that, you know, then they're suddenly a junior or senior in high school thinking, gee, I think I'd like to go to med school. You know what? The chances, I'm not saying it's impossible, but the chances are pretty darn slim because you're so far behind everybody else that unless you're going to spend probably several years catching up and taking the classes you need, it's going to make it pretty tough. And so often kids get out of high school and they don't know what, they don't know what they want to do. And one of the things that I think makes it worse at times are parents. Parents who say things like, well, you either get a job or you go to school. Now, most kids, if it takes that decision that I have to, the only way to avoid getting a job is going to school, chances of these kids succeeding in school is probably not that great. So you have these kids going, okay, I'm going to go to school. Gee, Mom, I'm registered for 2 classes, so now I don't have to work and I can live at home. And, oh, gosh, I'm sorry, I did my best, but I got a D on one and an incomplete on the other, but I'll take it again next semester. And so it's just a big waste of time. It's just, you know, if that's their only reason for going to college is to avoid getting a job, then you've got other issues, and parents need to kind of wake up and realize that that's not helping anything. Because, you know, they made it through high school with C's and D's, and now they took a history class in college. Wow, that's going to really help them get a job next year. What do you got? Well, I went to high school, and I took a history class, and I took this art class, so I should be pretty well qualified to get out there and compete for the really for good positions. So be aware of that, parents. Don't contribute more to the problem. Let kids work. You know what? You goofed around in high school. Get a job. Experience the real world a bit. And then let's see if your motivation for college is maybe a little bit greater, where you're actually going to put forth some effort instead of making it super easy for them. Now, a lot of kids struggle in high school or have a rough time. They goof around. And then they realize, you know what? I messed up. But I really do want to make something of my life. I want a career. I want to go to college, but my grades, there's no way I can get in. And for those people, most often the best option is community college. Now, I'm in California. We have a lot of community colleges around here, and most of them are pretty close to free. Well, they're not free anymore. I mean, you know, when I say pretty close to free, I mean probably a few $100 a year or something like that. So, I mean, I remember when it was like $5 a semester or something to go to community college. But kids need to understand, if they're going to go to community college, you got to be motivated, okay? Because there is like zero college environment there, okay? You're not going to be going there and having frat parties. There's not going to be football games to go to and other social events and things like that. They're going to be showing up to school, going to the class, and going home. Okay, there's a chance they might be sitting next to their best friend's mother or their friend's uncle or something like that. Because community college is sort of the meeting place where people in their middle-aged people who decide they want a career change, they want to change their lives, they're going to go back to school. Okay, they're not going to go to Harvard when they're 45 years old and suddenly decide I'm changing careers. They're going to go to community college. So the kids need to realize that, okay? They're going to be in there with people of all ages, from 18 to 68, or even older maybe. So when you're there, if you're there with the attitude of, well, I'm going to community college so that I can, so I don't have to get a job, but, you know, gosh, it'll be fun. This is boring. There's nothing fun in community college at all. It's strictly, you have to go there with the mentality that I got to work my butt off and get my grades I need, because I didn't do too well in high school, so I got to get the grades I need in college, so then I can apply and transfer to a 4-year school. You know, if you do it the right way, you're not going to miss any time, because you do 2 years of community college, and then you do 2 years at a 4-year university. So that's a good option for a lot of people, if their mentality is right. That's where parents need to come in. You need to come in and be aware of what they're doing, and not just, I'm taking a couple classes at the local community college. One of the things, you know, that I tell, you know, that you have to do too with that is when they start talking about, you know, doing community college or something like that, you know, then they end up failing a class. If it's one of those get a job or do this, then I say it's a matter of, you know what? Yeah, let's sit down and we're going to look at the classes. You know what? These classes don't count. PE does not count as one of the classes you can take in order to get out of getting a job. Not only does that not count, but these are the classes you need to take, real ones. Plus, this is the grade you need to get. And if you don't maintain at least this grade point average, the deal's off. Okay, so then we move on to majors. This is something that always kind of bugs me. I know that we need art history people, and we need archaeologists, and we need zoologists. But my sense is we don't need near as many of those as there are people graduating with those degrees. You know, and it's just like, well, gosh, the only thing that interests me is, you know, is archaeology or learning that or just modern art history or, you know, European history or something like that or some of these other majors that's like, really, you know, it sounds a lot of fun, but what are you going to do as far as a job goes when you graduate? I saw a kid not long ago who had I forget what her major was, but it was one of these ones where you just don't, you know, you're not going to find many jobs out there. And she just graduated. And I walked into Buffalo Wild Wings, and she was working there. And so what are you doing working here? Well, I have to pay off my student loans. It's like, that was a real good call. You know, she got this degree that is absolutely unemployable at a big school, has a major debt, and now is getting virtually minimum wage to pay off the student loans, okay? So parents, take the time to sit down with your kids and be realistic. It's not a matter of you can't have this major, okay? If this is what they really want and this is why they feel like they can use it, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying be realistic. So, you know, what's a job market look like for that? How many – go through the local paper. Go online. How many companies – are hiring zoologists right now? How many jobs out there are there in so many of the different social sciences that you see, you know, that sounds so cool, you know, but the reality is most of those people who get degrees in a lot of those social science fields end up getting jobs in completely different areas, totally unrelated to that. So, you know, hey, I'm a music major. Well, that's great. You know, you enjoy playing music. But, you know, there's only so many spots open at the Philharmonic that, you know, for the instrument you play. There's only so many, you know, bands that need somebody who can play a trombone and will pay you enough to make a living at it. So understand that you're going to go to college. You've got to look at the end result. When I graduate, what am I going to do with that? For so many of these majors, the only real jobs there are teachers. You know, if I do some of these majors that they teach in, you know, school, well, okay, music, history, English, all that. I said, you know, what can you do? Well, I can be a teacher. Okay, great. English, there's other things you can do. You can be journalists, such like that. But, you know, and that's fine. But if your goal, if you're going into a field where the only job is a teacher of that particular subject, then I would seriously give some thought to going to local state university, because those are significantly less expensive. I mean, to go to a big-time private school and end up with $250,000 in debt so you can get a job making $50,000 a year, you know, that's where a problem is. And that's where parents need to come in and put forth the effort and actually help these kids understand that. So, you know, helping them see what they're going to do. One of the ways that I like to do that is to help them work backwards. It's like, okay, what is it you want to do? What do you see yourself becoming? And they say, well, I see myself becoming this. Okay, what's the road we can take to doing that? Look at help. Getting some guidance counseling. You know, all the colleges have them, you know, guidance counselors and such. But you have to be realistic. You know, if your child is saying, you know what, I want to be a brain surgeon. Okay, you want to be a brain surgeon. You have an opportunity to go to Harvard, or you have an opportunity to go, you know, great, because you're gonna have any problem. You know, you could be able to pay off your student loans. Or Stanford or something like that. That's, you know, no problem. You got the grades, you're gonna make it, you know, do that. But if you're gonna end up in a job that pays you $50,000 a year, you really need to think about, do I wanna pay off my loans, or do I wanna live in a house? Because there's a lot of college students who've graduated who can't afford to buy a house for 10, 15 years because they're paying off student loans, because it just doesn't make any sense. You know, I've heard a stat somebody said one time, which I think makes a lot of sense, and that is you should never borrow more money for school. I'm not talking about 1 year. I'm talking about combined. You should never borrow more money for school, for going to school, than you will be able to earn in that profession in 1 year. So if you're going into a profession that's going to make $50,000 a year, you shouldn't borrow more than $50,000 during those 4 years. But if you're going into a profession that pays $350,000 a year, that's fine. You're going to be able to do it. So, parents, don't just fall into this "you got to go to school" thing, because it's a trap for a lot of kids who end up with a lot of debt, no career, and they're struggling not only with getting jobs, but they're struggling paying off their student loans. So that's about it that I have to say tonight. Some of you are going to say, "That makes the most sense I've heard in a long time." Others are going to say, "Well, that's horrible. You're discouraging kids from expressing themselves and going to school." They can express themselves all they want. I don't care. What I'm saying is, be realistic, especially if you, the parents, are going to be the ones signing for these student loans. You know, there's a lot of other areas I didn't get into about education, things like that, but that was a focus I want to do tonight. So if you think this show will be helpful to someone you know who has kids, who's maybe dealing with these topics, send them the link to it, either over on blogtalkradio.com/jfitter, or just go over to Family Answer Man on Facebook. You'll see, actually, in within 5 minutes of this show ending, they'll be able to go on the Family Answer Man on Facebook and listen to it. So give them a – this might be one of the most valuable things you can give to somebody you know and someone you care about, a sense of understanding reality as far as education goes. That's it for tonight. I'm Jay Fitter. We will see you on Thursday. Good night.